With regards to accept comments from the public, we do have some speaker cards here. What we're going to do is kind of reorder this a little bit. We're going to go into closed session. It should be a fairly brief closed session, and then we'll come back out for item 9. I believe most of these comments pertain to item 9 or items that are subsequent to where we are now on the agenda. So we'll go into closed session in the room over here. Public is welcome to hang out here, and we'll be back as soon as possible. Let's see. Let's do public comment. The majority of the public comment, I think, deals with item 9. However, there is one that doesn't. Chris Wenzel? Long time no see.
It's been a little while. Thank you. I'm here today to talk about a mistake Sarah made in my retirement and how it affected my life. February 2011, the Contra Costa County Administrator stated he will impose a takeaway of compensation to unrepresented managers' retirement and would it take effect April 1st. Due to the amount, I went to Cicera several times to assure retirement was the best option for my family. I retired March 31st, yet the imposed takeaway never occurred. I called Cicera and asked to return to my employment what would be the procedure. To return all the money that was provided to me at the time of retirement, and the county would reinstate me to a position the sheriff would designate. At the time, I was a per diem commander working at the Administration Bureau of the Sheriff's Office. On June 1st, 2011, I received my first check from Cicera, and the amount was higher than stated in the February 2011. I telephoned Cicera and spoke to a retirement representative and explained what happened. I was told, and I'm paraphrasing, that the document provided February 2011 is a basic retirement statement, as it states on the form. It's not uncommon for a mistake to occur, but all retirements are calculated and reviewed by a supervisor for accuracy. I was assured it was accurate and thanked the representative. On June 8th, I received a form letter from Cicera congratulating my retirement, so it appeared all was accurate, and based on Cicera's mistake, I was encouraged to remain retired. Now, 39 months later, on July 16, 2014, I received a phone call from, I believe, Karen Davis from Cicera, stating that they made a mistake in calculating my retirement at no fault of yours, no interest will be charged on the overpayments. I asked for something in writing and received a letter stating that Cicera was going to remove the monthly overpayments going forward, and they admitted their mistake and asked for a return of overpayment at no interest charged. I retained legal counsel and have determined the following. Cicera presented a dollar amount to me that affected my life and the lives of my family. I was encouraged to retire based on a check provided and a phone conversation along with a letter of congratulations. I did not want to retire after working hard for employment, dedicated myself to a profession for 25 and a half years, and a rank received for service. I cannot get back the years missed in the position I once had due to Cicera's mistake. What I did get were two letters, and one that I already stated, and another letter stating that Cicera was going to charge me 7.25% interest for their mistake. I'm very disappointed in the performance of Cicera and my treatment after paying into retirement for 25 and a half years. I found other mistakes were made by Cicera in the past, and these individuals were treated differently. Former Auditor Controller Steve Ybarra, former District Attorney Bob Coakley, and former Sheriff Warren Roop. Their overpayments were excused, and their amounts in total were much, much, much higher than mine. I do not need this unnecessary stress, nor do I have the finances as Cicera does to fight what I believe is disparaging treatment, all at the admitted fault of Cicera. Not once was an apology given, but rather someone stating at a recorded board meeting in August 2014, "Oh yeah, he can afford it," regarding my loss of compensation and payback. How that person can presume to know my responsibilities to my family and children in a mother in assisted living is beyond anyone's comprehension. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Okay, item